it's here and now. India took a giant step forward in its space program today by launching its first spacecraft bound for Mars.
Plus one, two, three.
Liftoff.
Liftoff normal.
But while India is rocketing toward the red planet, scientists have discovered other potential destinations much farther away. Using new data from NASA's Kepler Space Telescope, astronomers now say there are at least 8.8 billion stars with Earth-like planets in their habitable temperature zone in our galaxy. Pete Warden is director of NASA's Ames Research Center at Moffett Field in California, where Kepler was born and is operated. He joins us now. Pete Warden, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, you're having a conference there right now with astronomers from all over the world. What's been the reaction to this? Was it a surprise?
It's a surprise in some sense that we're seeing so many planets the size of the Earth, but I think this was the result that most people were expecting we'd get sooner or later to find out at least the census of planets in the galaxy. And now that we have it, we can extrapolate and say, you know, there are billions of planets like the Earth throughout our galaxy.
Well, you say extrapolate. Let's just be clear here. It's not that anybody actually counted 8.8 billion little planets. This is using statistics based on what we have seen.
Exactly. We've taken a census of about 4,000 of them. And from that, we can figure out what their solar systems look like. And it's a really neat result. It's one that nobody expected 20 years ago we could even do.
And because of the speed of light, Pete Warden, and the fact that what we see now may not be there anymore, is there a chance that some of these planets are no longer there?
They're probably virtually all of them still there. These are typically planets between 400 and a few thousand light years away. It's possible that some of the planets that are very close to their parent star are swallowed up. We're finding a lot of surprising planets that we call kind of scorchers, orbiting very close to their parent star.
Scorchers, so this would be like a Mercury.
Well, they're even much closer than Mercury. One of them is almost exactly the size of the Earth, but the surface temperature is something like 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's kind of a toasty place, and it's but it's only about a million miles from the surface of the star, whereas Mercury's 30, 40 million miles from the surface of our sun.
Well, what's the next step in figuring out if there is life on any of these planets?
With this mission, we aren't able to see what's in the atmosphere, even if there is an atmosphere. The next step will be to find some of these transiting planets, ones that go in front of the surface of their star, nearby, and some of the stars that are within 10, 20 light years. There's a mission that we have called the Transiting Exoplanet Satellite Survey, TESS, that will be going up in a couple years. Kepler's looking at a region of the galaxy pretty far away. We want to look at all these nearby ones. If we find one of these planets on a nearby one, then we have another mission going up at the end of the decade called the James Webb Space Telescope, and it can actually, in very special circumstances, figure out what's in the atmosphere. If we find oxygen and water, for various reasons, we think that's an indication of life. So this would be the mission that could detect that. A few years later, we've got another mission that we're on the drawing boards that we could actually survey a lot of the nearby stars. And if they have a planet that's even if it's not going in front of the star, we can measure the spectrum of the atmosphere and figure out, is it life-bearing? So this is in the next 5 or 10 years, I think we're going to have a real good indication, are we alone?
Pete Warden is director of NASA's Ames Research Center, the home of Kepler. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.